It's Q104. Good morning.
She said yes! Yay!
You know, I almost missed that yesterday again.
I did miss it. I was asleep. I was napping. And I woke up and was like, what? What's going on?
So what time did the actual announcement go down? I heard it was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Is that right?
Oh, that early?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I laid down for a nap maybe around like 2, and I woke up around like 3:30 and was like, what?
Okay, so you didn't find out until then.
Yeah, I didn't find out until like almost 4 o'clock.
Okay. I found out about 1:45.
Okay.
And I immediately posted something on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show. Not that it actually mattered, because when I was on social media, every single post in my feed was about Taylor Swift.
I know, mine too.
And it doesn't matter who it was in my feed.
It was everybody.
I mean, I just started counting. I was like, I'm up to 20, 25 posts all about Taylor Swift. I go into stories, it's the same thing. Everything is Taylor Swift.
What a happy day for all of us.
It's unbelievable. I mean, the fact that they are able to bring the entire world to a standstill.
Seriously, she like broke. I thought that she broke the internet with the announcement of that new album of hers. I would also like to take a moment. Okay, Taylor, sweetie, if you're listening, this would have been a great thing to set the countdown clock for. It really would have been.
Yeah. See, she's been abusing this countdown clock for the past 2 weeks, announcing these
alternate versions, yeah, alternate covers for her upcoming album. But we had no idea that this was coming.
No, no idea at all. I would have liked to have some preparation for it. But yeah, I have no idea why the significance of yesterday to announce that. I have no idea.
I'm not entirely sure, but we know that the Swifties are little sleuths. And I would like to point out that yesterday was the 26th. 26 divided by 2 is 13.
Mm.
And you know what else?
What?
Travis Kelce is Taylor Swift's 13th boyfriend. And he's going into his 13th season in the NFL. Does it mean anything?
So you think that Taylor and Travis thought all about that on how they strategically picked yesterday to announce their engagement? Or the Swifties do anyway, right?
Hey, I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there as an option.
I've never seen anything like this.
Everything she does in it is intentional, so.
So we will start to get into it. There's lots to talk about. We would love to hear your theories as well. I mean, I have a whole page of questions here.
I know. Is she getting married in Cleveland? What's the, like, when is she doing it? What's the dress? Oh, I have all the questions in the world.
Yeah. If you have thoughts, if you have theories, it's 216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show. You've got Q104. Good morning, the Q Morning Show. You know what I'm so afraid of? I'm so afraid that there's misinformation out there. Like, I have everything that I know, but then also there's some things that I've read that I don't know if it's actually accurate or not.
Like what?
Well, let's get into what we know, and we'll just unpack all of this as we go along. So Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, they are officially engaged after 2 years of courtship.
Woo!
They announced the news in a joint Instagram post captioned, "Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married." What does that mean?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
What's the references to the English teacher and the gym teacher? Is that something inside that I don't get?
No, it's just like an old trope. Like, she's the English teacher, he's the gym teacher, obviously, and they're getting married. You're thinking too hard.
I did not get that.
Okay. It just went over your head.
Because they weren't my English teacher. My English teacher was Mr. Jagunik.
Okay. Yeah, you're definitely thinking way too hard on this.
Yeah. I don't know.
That was more of a surface level joke.
All right. So all of this happened in some garden. There were a lot of flowers there.
There was. And I immediately asked this morning, because I couldn't figure it out, was this at a garden in Cleveland?
Okay. I have read, and I have not independently confirmed, that it was a garden in Missouri. Now, I have read that. I can't confirm that. But yeah, my brain went to the same place, because Travis and Taylor were in Cleveland in Northeast Ohio a few weeks ago in June, right?
Yeah, I was going to say back in June.
And we found out that they were house hunting, or at least that was reported, that they were
house hunting near Chagrin Falls area.
Could they have gotten engaged then during the botanical, somewhere like in the botanical gardens or something like that? But again, from what I've read, this engagement happened 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
They announced it yesterday. Now, is that accurate or not? I don't know. I feel like some of these details are going to get changed in the next 24 hours or so.
Yeah.
The first thing that my wife asked me when she got home is, let me see the ring. I want to see the ring. Just show me a picture of the ring. And luckily, in the Instagram post, there was a close-up of the ring. So this was, it's yellow gold ring. It's pretty big.
It's very large. But I will say, I think it's very tasteful. I think that it's like, it's big, but it's not gaudy. It doesn't offend me.
It is being reported that someone named Kindred Lubeck of Artifacts Fine Jewelry is responsible for designing and creating this ring. I don't know. I don't know why that information is out.
And there's that's accurate at the very least.
There's so many other questions that are out there, but we know who created the ring.
For all of my former Twilight lovers, I saw a TikTok that really, really resonated with me yesterday. It said that Taylor Swift's engagement ring is what Bella Swan's ring should have been in Breaking Dawn, the movie. They look like the same ring, except for Taylor's is much, much, much better.
Okay. I have not
That's
seen...
okay. You're not going to understand the reference, but I'll show you in a second.
That's pretty much all I know. And I think the rest of the stuff I have is our theories, our predictions. Like, what happens next?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. When are the wedding bells ringing? Where is it happening?
Yeah, what do you want to get into first? Because there's so much to get into this morning. I mean, we can talk about, when do you think it would actually happen? Do you think that this is going to be a private ceremony or a public ceremony?
Oh my God, it's going to be private.
Why do you think it's going to be private?
Because Taylor is such a private person in general. I'm not surprised that she made this public. I would be very surprised if she posted it like the day that it happened. But the fact that this actually, they got engaged 2 weeks ago, reportedly, that makes more sense. But she's a very private person.
I submit to you that this couple, their relationship, and how many people are paying attention to it and are invested in this, that they owe it to the public to have a very public televised wedding.
Get out of here.
I'm not joking around. I think this is big, if not bigger, than Prince Charles and Princess Di, like back in the
80s. Are you serious?
That was a royal wedding that was televised. Why couldn't this be televised?
I mean, this is about as close to American royalty as we've got. So
yeah, I'm 100% serious about this.
If there was to be a nationally televised wedding, I think Taylor Swift definitely qualifies for it. I'm not arguing you there. I just don't think that they owe us anything. I think that they should do whatever they want to do.
Another question that I have, was Taylor surprised by this? Did she know that the question was coming? Did she know?
I have to imagine she knew. I have to imagine.
She had to have had input on the design of her ring, right? Don't you think?
I would think so.
Yeah. Obviously, that's us speculating. 216-474-0104.
Yeah, if anybody knows Mama Kelsey and you want to reach out, let us know. Let us know some of these answers if you can.
We can speculate on bridesmaids.
Yeah, when are the prop bets going to get going? These are some prop bets that I could get in on.
Who's the best man?
I have so many questions still.
216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Q104, The Q Morning Show. 216-474-0104. Someone texted in, Taylor and Travis's wedding can't happen during football season. That's a good point, because I really believe that this is going to be Travis's last season playing for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think he's going to retire after this season.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be, I mean, what, February at the latest with the Super Bowl, and then
right.
he'll retire, and you don't want to overshadow that. So I'm probably, if there's a wedding, I would say the earliest would be summer of next year.
I mean, even at that, though, that's still a pretty quick turnaround for a wedding. People plan their wedding for a year, sometimes longer.
Well, sure, but it's also Taylor and Travis. They've probably have been planning this for a long... Everything is mapped out.
That's true.
You know Taylor.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure Taylor has PowerPoints on PowerPoints on this.
We could be months behind this PR campaign.
We really could be. We are. I shouldn't say could be. We are.
Lisa in Cleveland, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts on some of this? What are your theories? What are your predictions?
So yesterday I was reading on Instagram. There's a New Heights page on there. And the father was interviewed. And I'm not sure who exactly interviewed him, but they put quotes in there from the father. Apparently she was proposed to on August 10th. That's the first thing I read. The second thing was he made a comment that she was really antsy about getting proposed to. And I guess she was going to be proposed to this week, but instead he did it on August 10th because she was antsy. So I would think she already knew that it was going to happen.
Okay.
That makes sense.
And then the other thing I read was that they had already purchased property in, I think it's called Hunting Valley or something like that in Cuyahoga County.
Oh, interesting. Now, Lisa, you're breaking, you are potentially breaking news to us right now because I have not.
No, this isn't confirmed.
That is confirmed?
No, I said this is not confirmed.
Oh, okay,
no,
yeah.
This is just through the grapevine in the great city of Cleveland here. But I'm looking at a map right now. That looks like it would be accurate because that's not far from Cleveland Heights.
And right.
Is that in the area where Taylor and Travis were back in June?
Because not far. It's just north of Chagrin Falls.
Yeah, they had lunch at JoJo's in Chagrin Falls back in June.
Yep, so that would, that's seeming like it checks out pretty well.
There you go.
So they're going to, so you're suggesting, Lisa, that there's a chance they might settle down in Hunting Valley and have some kids and put them in the school system and.
They might. They might. You never know.
Bill, you want to know what's even crazier?
What?
Is that there might just be a day, a morning, where Taylor Swift hears us. What?
That's
crazy!
That would be so cool.
I couldn't even imagine.
I couldn't imagine that.
Lisa, don't you think this should be a public wedding? Sort of like...
Absolutely. Yeah, I want to... Well, but you
somehow.
Know what? I do also agree that they should do what they really want to do. Well, sure, yes. But it would be really cool to watch.
I would just love to see like a lot of pictures. I want to see all the details because I know she's going to have so many details of like the dress. I want to see the something blue. I want to see it all.
Yeah, see me too. But it is their day, so yeah.
In due time. I can be patient.
Yeah. Lisa.
Yeah, me too.
Lisa, thank you so much for listening to us.
Sure.
And
thank you.
Be sure to call us back if you hear any more Taylor Travis tips, all right?
Yeah, if I hear any more tips, I'll give you a call.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
It's Q104. All right, let's go to Twinsburg. We're going to talk to Jeremy and get a good vibe this morning. Jeremy, good morning.
How's it going?
Doing well. Share your good vibe with us.
So I live across the street from a park that for the past two summers they've been doing construction on, and they finally this summer opened up the park. I get to go sit in the park and enjoy the sunshine and the summer day. What could be better than that?
Wow, look at that.
What were they doing? Putting in slides and swings and stuff like that?
They were building a new playground for the kids and a new dog park. And as a dog lover, I get to see cute dogs every day. It's a huge pleasure.
Now, do you go to the dog park? Do you have a dog or do you just go to hang out with other people's dogs?
I am trying to not be so creepy as to not be the guy with no dog at the dog park, but I am the guy with no dog 30 feet away from the dog park looking at all the cuties.
You know what? Respect. Respect.
Thank you, Jeremy, for sharing the good vibe. Enjoy being in the park for as long as you can until the the cold weather comes in.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Taylor and Travis are engaged, and you can make money on it.
We're placing bets already. Like, there's actual prop bets going on.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So I went
Wasted no time with that.
I went to Bet Online, and you can pretty much go anywhere. I mean, there's so much online betting these days. I mean, whatever your site of choice is, FanDuel, whatever it might be, they will have odds for you as well. But I'm looking at Bet Online. Let's start out with the best man and maid of honor titles, shall we?
Ooh, yeah. What are the okay. bets for that?
Well, let's start with best man.
Okay.
You want to take a guess on who the front runner is?
Obviously Jason.
It is Jason.
Yeah.
Now, would you put in a side bet that Patrick Mahomes might be a co-best man?
No. No, I would not.
You think he's going to be a groomsman?
Yes. I think he'll be a groomsman, but I think Jason is getting that best man title. No doubt.
For Taylor Swift, it's not as obvious.
It's not.
On the favorite on who would be her maid of honor.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to tell you some names. I'm going to admit to you right now, I don't know these people. I have never heard of these. I've heard of one name in this
okay.
list. So what I'm telling you is I have no idea who Taylor Swift's best friends are. So I don't even know.
She has a lot of friends. She's got a girl gang, so she has a lot to pick from.
All right. Abigail Anderson Lucier, I don't even know if I'm saying her name right.
Okay.
She's like a favorite.
Okay.
Don't know who she is. Martha Hunt?
Don't know.
Carly Kloss?
Do know. She's a model. Okay.
And Selena Gomez, also getting odds to be the maid of honor.
Okay.
You can bet on if Taylor Swift will have outfit changes during her wedding. Now, how are they going to know that if it's not publicly televised?
There's going to be pictures, even if it's not, it doesn't have to be on television to be able to see after the fact that she had outfit changes.
Okay, so there is a number set on the over-under for outfit changes. Do you care to guess on what that is?
I'm going to guess 4 outfit changes for the night.
Okay, so you would bet the over there because they have set it at 2.5.
Yeah, no, I think she's going to have more than that for sure.
Okay, so I think they're thinking wedding dress and then whatever she would wear at a reception and then one more change in there somewhere.
I'm thinking cocktail hour. I'm thinking champagne with the girls in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking through all the outfit changes for pictures for the day.
You can bet on where the ceremony will take place. Right now there is a favorite. You want to guess?
It's not Cleveland, but I want it to be.
It's not Cleveland.
Mm.
Tennessee is the favorite right now. You can get plus 250 there. Kansas City plus 400. Los Angeles plus 600.
Are we even on the list?
I don't see the entire list.
Well,
I'm
that's
sure
a shame.
You can bet on anything.
Yeah, like, you can.
I'm sure that there's odds somewhere. Like maybe it's, you know, plus 2,500 or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's not very high on the list.
Let's see. You can also bet on who is going to show cleavage first, Jason or Donna Kelsey?
What? What kind of bet is that?
Telling you, you can bet on anything.
Also, I think it's going to be Jason, just for what it's worth. Just for what it's worth. What a fun wedding that's going to be. I haven't even started to think about that reception, but that is going to be like the party of the year.
You can also bet on when you think it's actually going to happen. Well, it's kind of like over and under. It's you bet if it's going to happen before this date or if it's going to happen after this date.
Did you see we got a text? Somebody's thinking it might be a Christmas wedding.
So if you bet that it's going to happen around Christmas time, you will, according to Bet Online, that's early. So they're setting it at July 4th of next summer.
I think that's fair. It'll happen before that. I think we're looking at maybe more of like a May.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You think it's going to be that soon?
That's what my spidey senses are saying right now.
All right. We'll see. Place your bets now. All right. We're going to take a break from our Taylor Swift programming this morning because Am I the Bleephole is on the way. We're going to talk to Robin, who recently celebrated a birthday. And since her birthday party is wondering, am I the Bleephole? We'll get to that coming up. The Q Morning Show. You're on Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Am I the bleephole? We usually do it on Wednesdays around here. We're going to bring in Robin. So my guess is that Robin has done something or she has said something that has rubbed some people the wrong way. Robin, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Tell us what's going on with you.
Well, so I think some of my friends are pissed off at me, but honestly, I think I've had the right to be pissed off at them first.
Oh, right. Boy.
We got a lot of bleep holes here, potential bleep holes.
Okay.
Could be Robin, could be your friends.
Could be both.
So what happened?
Okay. So the other week, it was my 27th birthday party. Just kind of basic thing. You know, we went to dinner and, you know, wanted to go to a few places for drinks. There was about 12 of us. Mm-hmm. Eight girls, four guys. Nothing crazy. And at the end of the night, I Ubered home and I was totally alone. Like,
okay.
Nobody wanted to come over.
Happy belated birthday to you, by the way.
Yeah, happy belated.
Thank you so much.
But it sounds like you have a lot of friends to celebrate with you. So what could the problem be?
So my birthday party, not one person out of those 12 people bought me my dinner or split something or anything. No one, again, out of the 12 people, bought me a drink the entire night out of like the three places that we went to. And these were like all their ideas to go to these places too. And I just kind of thought that was kind of messed up. Like, that sucks.
Everyone in the group that night knew it was your birthday?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That was like the whole point of the group text too, was I said, hey guys, it's my birthday. This is what I would like to do.
Oh. And no one even bought you a drink?
No, like, I wasn't expecting people to, you know, buy every single thing. But honestly, like, for all of this, like, me expecting my friends to kind of step up and pay for a couple of things.
Okay. Did you get any gifts from your friends that night? Did anyone acknowledge that it was your birthday? Did they wish you a happy birthday?
I did get a few gifts. But not everybody did do that. Not everybody bought me a gift. And like a couple of people said happy birthday when they showed up at the dinner party, but nobody said anything else.
Okay, back up. Who organized this whole birthday night out thing?
It was me.
Oh, it was you.
I started the group chat. Yeah, I put every single piece of this together and I invited everyone. I told them when and where to be. And like, they all confirmed and they all seemed like everyone was on board and everyone knew that the only reason we were going out was for my birthday.
Okay.
And then I ended up paying for everything on my own for that entire night, dinner, drinks, everything, including my Uber.
Robin, I'm so happy that you came to us for this because, Alyssa, remember we were kind of talking about this a couple of months ago,
yeah,
right around your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
And I said I thought it was weird when people throw themselves their own birthday party. So Robin sending out a text inviting everyone out to dinner, what is the proper etiquette for that? Like, I think that if you're going to have a birthday party, someone else needs to throw that for you.
Oh, I don't think so at all. I think that you, if you want to have a party, you can have somebody else plan it if they want to. But if nobody else wants to, then that's on you.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Is it reasonable for Robin to expect someone to have paid her dinner tab that night on her birthday, at her birthday party, and buy her a round of drinks?
Robin, I'm going to hold your hand when I say this. I think you're being a little bit of a bleep hole.
Really?
I do.
I could have sworn that Alyssa would have gone the other way on this.
I will say, I am more than a little bit surprised that people weren't trying to buy you drinks left and right and buy you birthday shots. Yes, we might need to find some new friends, but I do think it's asking a lot to just have them telepathically know that they should be buying her dinner and drinks and her Uber. And like, I've been to plenty of birthdays and I wouldn't have thought to do any of that.
216-474-0104. Do you agree with Alyssa? Is Robin the bleep hole? It was her birthday party. She organized it herself, invited everyone to the party, but nobody chipped in for dinner. No one bought her any drinks. Is she the bleep hole? 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Robin had a birthday. What was it, her 27th or 28th birthday?
I think she said 27.
Okay, 27 years old, and she got in the group chat with her friends and said, hey, everybody, let's go celebrate my birthday. We'll meet here at this restaurant. We'll have a good time. And about 12 people showed up, and at the end of the night, Robin realized that she paid for everything for herself. She bought her own dinner. She bought her own drinks. No one offered to pay her dinner or drinks on her birthday celebration. She's wondering, because she's mentioned this to her friends, and her friends now are mad at her, and she's mad at her friends.
And she's like, am I the bleep hole for wanting this? Like, was I asking too much?
Mandy in Sheffield, is she the bleep hole?
She is absolutely not. And Alyssa, I'm sorry. I'm glad you're not my friend.
Oh!
Because I would be upset with you, and I would think you were the bleep hole. But out of 12 people, she should not have had to pay for one thing that night. I flew out to Orlando for my birthday, and my best friend, and I flew my other friend out there. They paid for everything. Now, there's times I'm like, okay, guys, you don't need to pay for everything, and then I would step in. But they attempted to, and my friend's birthday was just the other day, and I said, you are not paying for a thing on your birthday. I took the bill, I took everything, and took care of her. It's her day. And 12 people, that was just one of me. 12 people, come on now. That's ridiculous.
Thank you, Mandy. Thank you for listening to us. Let's go over to Rita in Norwalk. Rita, good morning. Is Robin the bleep hole for expecting her friends to pick up some bar tabs, some dinner on her birthday?
Yeah, I think she is. Sorry. But
why do you think so?
Because if you're the one making your birthday plans and inviting your friends, is it enough that they have decided to spend the evening with you? I mean, it's all about the friendship and the being together and celebrating you. Gifts and drinks, I don't think you should be required to do that if you made the plans.
You know what my friends would say, Alyssa?
What?
If I threw my own birthday party and I invited my friends there, there are friends of mine that would say, why aren't you paying for this?
Oh, like you should pay for everything.
Yeah, you invited us. Like, why am I paying for anything? You invited us to your party.
I think that comes with age. Like, the older that you get, the more that is the expectation. But at 27, there's no way that one person was going to pick up, like, everybody's tab. Also, I don't even think that it's reasonable for one person to pick up all of Robin's tab in this economy.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you have to understand if you know some of your friends' financial situations and they don't chip in, you've got to be gracious about something like that.
I mean, at 27, though, yeah. I mean, that's a big ask.
That's a good point. How about one more call to make the decision here, to break the tie? Ashley and Maslin, is Robin the bleep hole?
No, she is not. My friends and I go out for all of our birthdays, and I would never expect any of my friends to pay for one thing.
Wait. You would never expect. So that means that
So if we go out for my birthday, everybody would chip in, buy drinks, split dinner,
okay.
Appetizers.
Okay.
You know, you need some new friends.
Whoever the birthday person
is, drink,
that's the person that shouldn't
drink.
Pay.
Okay.
Correct. I agree.
Ashley, thank you for listening to us. All right. We're kind of split on this one. Anything further, you can text us. You can call us 216-474-0104.
Hopefully Robin's 28th birthday goes a little better.
The Q Morning Show. Kelly in Concord, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Kelly's already asking me, are these questions easy? I don't know. I think they're kind of easy, Kelly. I think you're going to do just fine. So after you're through, and then after Alyssa answers her questions, if you get more correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it's a tie, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Kelly, are you ready?
Yes.
Question one. It's the name of a quick cooking noodle dish that is popular with the college kids.
Ramen.
Question two. This toy was the first toy to be advertised on television. Also a popular character in the movie Toy Story.
Oh, is that Mr. Potato Head?
Question three. In what board game might Colonel Mustard be a murderer?
Clue.
I have a difficult time saying murderer.
murderer.
Question four. Vanessa Carlton says she will walk how many miles if she could just see you tonight?
1,000 miles.
Final question. What is the maximum number of Instagram stories you can post per day?
Oh, it's got to be a lot because I see a lot sometimes. Let's say 50.
Kelly, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Kelly, you did fantastic today.
Excellent.
Fantastic. Alyssa, come and meet Kelly in Concord. She's sitting down and putting on those headphones right now. Kelly went 4 for 5 today.
Ooh, okay, Alyssa. Kelly.
So, Alyssa, your challenge is to get 4 correct just to tie her. And if you get 5, if you get all 5, then you'll win the game. Question 1. It's the name of a quick cooking noodle dish that is popular with the college kids.
Ramen.
Question 2. This toy was the first toy to be advertised on television. Also a popular character in the movie Toy Story.
Mr. Potato Head.
Question 3. In what board game might Colonel Mustard be a murderer?
Clue?
Clue is correct. That's 3. Question 4. Vanessa Carlton says she will walk how many miles if she could just see you
tonight? 1,000.
1,000 miles. She gets the tie. Will she go 5 for 5 today? What is the maximum number of Instagram stories that you can post per day?
There's a maximum?
There is.
Oh, I'm going to say 50.
50 is incorrect. Also, Kelly's guess. It's 100.
Wow.
You can post 100 Instagram stories per day.
If anybody listening right now has reached that max, please, I would like to know.
Don't do that because I will unfollow you like that. If I see that many stories, if I see more than 10 stories, I might unfollow you.
Oh, no, I love it. If I see a lot of stories, I'm like, someone's crashing out. Let's see what's going on.
Hey, Kelly, Alyssa did well today, too. She gets the tie. However, Kelly and Concord, we would love to send you to Blossom next week for a day to remember and yellow card.
Oh, I would love that. My name is Kelly, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Alyssa had a good question earlier this morning. She asked me, what do you think Sabrina Carpenter is thinking this morning after the Taylor and Travis news? Do you think this steals any thunder away from her album dropping on Friday?
I'm not going to lie. I had already been thinking about this when Taylor announced her album being coming October 3rd. And I was like, oh, wow, she's announcing this right before Sabrina drops a new album. Stealing a little bit of the thunder. And then this news drops yesterday. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay. Thunder gone.
I think it's fine. It's not till Friday. Friday seems so far away. It really does.
This
I mean,
feels like ginormous news.
It will be, but we'll still be talking about it, but not as much on Friday. And I don't think it takes any attention away from Sabrina. Plus, Sabrina did repost the news of Taylor and Travis on her Instagram.
Oh, she did? Okay.
And she left white heart emojis. And she's going to be on Taylor's new album on a song. So I think she's going to be just fine.
I would like to see Sabrina as the flower girl. If I could nominate her for any role in the wedding, I vote flower girl.
I wonder if you can bet on that. I'm not seeing it right now. Let me find these prop bets. These are things. So I'm just going on all these sites like FanDuel and Bet Online, and I'm finding these prop bets. So these are things that you could actually bet on before the magical wedding day. But also it's things that we can talk about, so we can make predictions and things like that. The biggest one is, when will this wedding actually take place? And it looks like people are settling on July 4th, 2026. So either on, before, or after.
Okay. So, but around that time, that's yes. When people are thinking.
July 4th is what the gamblers are betting on.
I don't know gambling lingo, but I would bet that it's going to be sooner than that. But not by much. I'm thinking like May of next year.
You can't really get good odds either way. Will it be a shotgun wedding?
Oh, come on. Come on.
So Taylor must have a baby inside her within 8 months to qualify. You can get, if you bet yes, you can get 5-1 odds.
Something tells me that, one, that's not going to be the case. And two, even if it is, we will have no idea. So.
I love that. When will the wedding take place? Excuse me, not when. Where will the wedding take place? Tennessee right now is the front runner. 3-1 odds. Ohio is on the, you can bet on Ohio. I mean, not great odds, but you can get 8-1 odds.
I think our odds should be better. I mean, we've got the arcade. Heck, it was in the Superman movie. It's a great wedding venue. Come on. Windows on the river. We got a ton. Cuyahoga National Valley Park. Let me be the wedding planner, Taylor. I got it. I'll make a PowerPoint.
Where will the bachelor party take place and where will the bachelorette party take place? You can bet on that.
Travis better do his bachelor party in the flats. Could you imagine?
Let's see. I don't see Ohio on that list. So Vegas is leading the way, 2-1.
Yeah, Vegas. That makes sense.
Where will the honeymoon take place? Who will design Taylor Swift's wedding dress?
Ooh.
Chanel has 10-1 odds. And then there's a whole list of different designers after that.
I'm so excited. This really does feel like the closest thing to a royal wedding that we have here in America.
Will Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce sing a duet at their wedding?
Oh, God.
Yes, 5-1 odds. No. You can bet no. Outfit changes. Will Jason Kelce be the best man? Who will be the maid of honor? Best man is... Everyone seems so sure it's going to be Jason. Like, you can either... You can only bet yes or no. There's not even another person being considered for that.
But I know you had mentioned Patrick Mahomes, but I'm sure that he will be part of the party or something. But, like, I think Jason definitely has the best man title.
All right.
He's got that on lock.
We can talk more about these prop bets and whatever else you want to get into, your theories, your observations.
Yeah, I have a little bit of a theory about when this all went down, like the engagement.
All right. More of our continuing coverage of the engagement of Taylor and Travis next on the Q Morning Show. You've got the Q Morning Show. So let's tell you what we know, what we have learned this morning. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce announced their engagement after 2 years of courting each other, and they announced it on Instagram. The caption said, "Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married," which I didn't get.
And I told Bill he's thinking about it too hard. It's just a funny ha-ha.
Yeah, because my English teacher was Mr. Jagunik.
Yeah, and that's no. And in this scenario, Taylor Swift is the English teacher, you know, the tortured poet.
Yeah.
And Travis Kelce, the gym teacher, the football guy. Get it?
My gym teacher was Mr. Bonamico, and yeah. I never saw those two together.
you're taking it way too literal.
This proposal went down, we think, in Missouri. And I believe that that's been confirmed. I think News Channel 5 had the exclusive on this.
Oh, did they?
They spoke to Ed Kelce.
Oh, okay. Getting it straight from the source, Papa Kelce.
Yeah. Ed said, this is Travis's dad. Do you think Ed was permitted to give details about this?
I mean, it's his dad.
Do you think he went rogue?
Maybe. He's probably just excited.
Because what he told News Channel 5, this is Ed talking, he was going to put it off until this week. I don't even know what that means. What do you mean he was going to put it off?
He was going to put off the engagement. Like, I think Travis maybe wanted to wait a little bit longer for whatever reason.
Okay. Ed said, I think that Taylor was getting a little antsy. And so that's why he did it. We think he did it August 10th. That's what we have figured out.
No. So August 10th is what's being reported. But this is the little tidbit that I just found that I think is so fun. So the New Heights podcast with Taylor dropped on August 13th. Mm-hmm. So if this timeline is correct, then that's 3 days after Travis popped the question. But some eagle-eyed Swifties noticed that in the engagement photos, you can actually kind of see in Taylor Swift's hair like a crease from the headphones. So people are speculating that
it happened that week.
It happened like right after they got done recording that podcast.
Oh.
And now as someone who wears headphones every single day at work, right when I saw this, I was like, oh my God, yeah, That's a headphone crease in her hair. I posted it on our story so that you can go look and speculate too at the Q Morning Show. But I swear, it looks like he probably did it right when they were done recording.
So does that make you think that maybe Taylor was aware that the question was coming but didn't know the timing of it?
That's what I'm thinking. I think that she knew it was on the way, but just wasn't totally sure of when, because that would ruin the surprise.
Yeah, that's why she was antsy.
Yeah. Then.
That makes a lot of sense. When I proposed to Paula, she knew it was coming. I mean, we were staying at the Breakers Hotel in Palm Beach, Florida. Paula knew why we were there.
Yeah.
And then at some point in the night, she's like, will you just give me the thing already?
Yeah, just get it over with. Just do it.
Speaking of my wife, the first thing that she asked me when she got home yesterday, she's like, have you seen a picture of the ring? Can I see a picture of the ring? Were you impressed by the ring?
I thought it was really, really pretty. And I'm very critical of engagement rings. I don't like a lot of them. But I thought that one was gorgeous.
I don't really like yellow gold.
Bill! Okay. I would have gone
white gold or platinum, I think.
Oh, no. I love it. I think it's very, like, vintage. It's very Taylor.
What else do we know? I am advocating that this wedding should be a public wedding.
And that's never going to happen. You're going to be disappointed.
Not that anybody can attend. I think it should be somehow televised or live streamed.
You want it, like, live streamed. Yeah.
I think it is. This reminds me, and this is going to date me, but this seems like a royal wedding to me. Like Prince Charles and Princess Di, which was on television back in the day. I remember my mom getting up at like 4 a.m. to watch Princess Di get married. I think everybody would want to be a part of this somehow.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I hope that she at least does like a Vogue spread or something like after the fact where we get to see all the details of like the shoes, the something blue, the jewelry, like all the little things. But I don't think that we're going to get a live stream while it's happening. I think that's asking a lot.
I'm being 100% serious. I honestly think that should happen. I mean, what else? What event has gotten this much attention? I mean, in my lifetime, this is the biggest thing in my lifetime. Honestly, texture text in, wonder if anyone local is going to be invited to the wedding.
Ooh.
I mean, Travis comes back here all the time to visit friends and to do charity golf tournaments. You have to think
there's got to be a Clevelander in attendance.
So someone in Northeast Ohio right now, you would think would be invited to that wedding.
You would think. And we still don't even know where it's happening.
Yeah.
I am vying for it to be in Cleveland. There's so many good options. The art museum, the arcade, Cuyahoga Valley National Park. Like I said, I could be the wedding planner. Just give me that and I'll go to town.
216-474-0104. What have you heard? What are your theories? What do you got? That's pretty much everything that we've heard. I got some more of these prop bets that I can tell you about, too. But yeah, I'd be interested in what have you heard? What are your theories? What do you think is going to happen? 216-474-0104. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. We're talking Taylor and Travis this morning. Also, Benson Boone was at Rocket Arena last night. Jennifer and Canton, were you there?
Yes, sir.
How was your night last night?
It was amazing. He did. He put on a really good show.
Who'd you go with?
I went with my dad and my 12-year-old daughter.
How are your seats?
They were amazing. My husband did a good job, but he surprised our daughter for her birthday.
Oh, so that's the big Benson Boone fan in your family? Is that your daughter?
Yes. Yes. Her obsession is heavily.
What was your favorite moment during the show?
I liked when he was on the chandelier. Because then when he stopped on the chandelier, he stopped right literally in front of us. Like, we were right there in front of him.
Didn't even know Rocket Arena had a chandelier.
I didn't, no.
They must take that down during the Cavs games.
I think it's Benson Boone's chandelier. I think he's taking it with him because I've seen it in a couple of videos from the few tour dates that he has had now. Where
yes.
He's riding along on the chandelier, like, through the air in the crowd. It's cool.
Very good.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Thank you, Jennifer, for letting us know. I'm glad you had a good time last night.
Hey, no problem.
What time did you get home last night? Because you live in Canton.
About 12:30.
Oh, okay, that's not too bad.
That's not too bad.
Not too bad. No, my daughter went to school today, so she's probably hating me right now.
Yeah, you have to. That's the deal that you have to make with your parents. Yeah. You're like, if you let me go to this show on a school night, I promise I'll get up for school the next day. I won't be tired. That's what you have to do.
One night of fun costs you the next day, but it's worth it.
You want to hear about more of these Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce prop bets?
Oh, of course I do. I feel like a little detective this morning.
Because not only can you bet on these things, I think it's what people are talking about. Like when you envision their wedding, like, and you talk about it with your friends, it's like, what do you think their first dance song is going to be? You can bet on that, but also it
has to be Love Story, right? Like, I know that that's corny. I know it's corny.
Do you think that they are going to dance to one of her songs?
Listen, I don't think it would be her first choice, but I do think that it would be Travis's first choice. And it's just a matter of, is that an argument that he will win?
Well, let me tell you something. You can't even bet on that.
You can't?
I'm looking at all of the songs you can choose from, and one of her songs is not even an option.
That's crazy.
Leading the way is You're Still the One by Shania Twain. 5-1 odds.
Ooh, okay.
There's a Leanne Rimes song, How Much a Heart Can Hold, Make You Feel My Love by Adele, A Moment Like This. That's a wedding song?
Yeah, what?
No, I don't think so.
How is that in there?
I don't know.
Love Story isn't. Come on. Come on.
See, it's funny. It's like there's Perfect by Ed Sheeran. Now, you could see a case where Ed Sheeran is a guest at this wedding.
He might be able to get up there and sing it himself.
He might. Yes! That might be what happened.
See, that's what I'm saying. Taylor, just put us in charge. We can plan this thing and make it the best day ever.
Someone will perform the song live.
And it'll be somebody with Grammys.
Yes. That's our prediction. You heard it here.
You heard it here first. I want to know what her colors are going to be. I know Taylor is all about her color schemes. Each album of hers has like a different color scheme. So curious what her wedding colors are going to be.
Let's see. Oh my gosh. There's Chiefs things. I don't know if you're going to get this joke. Guys who watch NFL football might get this joke. How many slices of wedding cake will Andy Reid eat? He's the coach of the Chiefs.
Oh yeah, didn't.
Oh, the over under on that is 4.5.
What?
That's not right.
That's a lot of cake. That's kind of an offensive amount of cake to eat at somebody's wedding.
Will Brittany Mahomes show cleavage in her dress? You can bet on that.
Okay, that's getting weird. We're getting weird now.
Will Jason Kelce do a keg stand?
I hope so. I really do.
Oh wait, here's how you have to bet that. It's not a yes or no bet. It's the over under. How long will it take him?
How long will he stay up there?
30.5 seconds.
It's not even a question of will he do it. It's just for how long.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a Tennessee wedding.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
You've got the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for hanging with us this morning. Shaboozy. Let's do this. Sarah in North Royalton is here. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
Sarah is pulled over into a parking lot safely so she can play this game. It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. Sarah, if you get more answers correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it is a tie, then Alyssa still wins, unfortunately, because all ties go to Alyssa. Sarah, are you ready?
I am ready. Let's do it.
Question one. Arendelle is the name of the kingdom in this animated movie.
Frozen.
Question two. In 2013, Miley Cyrus performed a controversial dance move during MTV's Video Music Awards. What type of dancing was it?
Twerking?
Question three. What superhero has the lasso of truth?
The lasso of truth. Dr. Strange.
Question four. The Montagues and the Capulets were the two feuding families in what famous Shakespeare story?
Oh, one of my favorites, Romeo and Juliet.
Final question. Ricotta cheese is created from this type of animal's milk.
I'm going to go with Cal.
All right, Sarah, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Sarah, do you have some help in there this morning as well?
No, that was actually on me. Layla was trying to help, my daughter, but...
Oh, is Layla already out of the car?
No, she's still here.
Oh. Hi. Hi, Layla. Was Layla any help to you at all, Sarah?
No, not really. Not today. But she wants me to call every morning.
Well, you're doing a fantastic job so far. Sarah went 3 for 5, Alyssa. Alyssa's back in the studio. Say hi to Sarah and Layla.
Good morning, Sarah and Layla.
Good morning.
So, Alyssa, you need 3 of these questions correct just to tie and 4 to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Arendelle is the name of the kingdom in this animated movie.
Frozen.
Question 2. In 2013, Miley Cyrus performed a controversial dance move.
Yes, she did.
Okay. Do you just want to say the answer then, Smarty?
I don't know. What's the question?
What type of dancing was it?
Oh, twerking.
Twerking is correct.
With a foam finger.
So excited. She was so excited to answer that question.
That was my favorite VMAs of all time.
Was that, who was behind her? Robin Thicke. Yeah.
Yep. That was it.
Oh, memories. Question 3. What superhero has the lasso of truth?
Superman?
You think Superman has a lasso?
I don't know any superheroes that have a lasso.
Wonder Woman, guys. Wonder Woman and her lasso.
Oh, man. Sorry, Wonder Woman.
2 questions left. Alyssa still needs one of them just to tie. The Montagues and the Capulets were the 2 feuding families in what famous Shakespeare story?
Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, man. All right. Final question. Ricotta cheese is created from this type of animal's milk. Will Alyssa get the win today?
Is it a goat?
It's not a goat. It is a sheep.
Ah. All right. I'll take the tie.
Oh, Sarah. I thought we had her today. I was really hoping.
Oh, I thought we did too.
Shakespeare and animals are not necessarily her strength. So I thought we had her. Sarah, thank you so much for playing. It was great meeting you and Layla as well. And we do have some tickets for you to see A Day to Remember and Yellow Card at Blossom next week.
Oh, that'll be so much fun. We love Yellow Card. My name is Sarah, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.